This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military struggled to control the new territory. The documents finalizing the annexation were published Wednesday on a Russian government website. In a defiant move, the Kremlin held the door open for further land grabs in Ukraine. Speaking in a conference call with reporters, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that, quote, certain territories will be reclaimed and that Russia would continue, quote unquote, consulting residents about joining Russia. He did not specify which additional Ukrainian territories Moscow is eyeing. The four annexed regions were added in violation of international laws. Reports of intimidation of the staff and abductions at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant began trickling out over the summer. Now Ukraine nuclear workers are recounting threats and abuse. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Six Russian soldiers broke down the door of Serhiy Shvets' apartment and opened fire. Badly wounded, he began to lose consciousness. Before he did, he heard the commander of the group tell his men to cease fire and call an ambulance. Shvets, who survived the shooting, is among workers who've recounted their fears of being abducted and tortured or killed by Russian forces occupying the facility and a nearby city. About 4,000 ZNPP workers so far have fled. Those who stay face threats, underscored by the plant's director, who was seized and blindfolded by Russian forces recently on his way home from work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. After touring the soccer stadium where over 130 people died, Indonesia's president is calling for changes to prevent another disaster. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Visiting Malang City, Indonesian President Joko Widodo went to Kanjuruhan Stadium and visited a hospital where victims were recovering. A panic crush on Saturday after police fired tear gas at rioting soccer fans resulted in one of the world's deadliest disasters at a sporting event. A police chief and nine officers have been removed from their posts, and two club officials have been banned from soccer for life. Widodo says he saw for himself problems like locked doors and steep stairs that made the panic more deadly. He pledged a thorough investigation and says a total evaluation of football management is in order so that the stadium disaster will never occur again. I'm Jennifer King.
Nigerian authorities say more than 20 people who were abducted from a passenger train have regained their freedom after more than 6 months. A government committee assembled by Nigeria's chief of defense staff said Wednesday that it, quote, secured the release and took custody of all the 23 remaining passengers held hostage. Authorities didn't respond to inquiries about how the hostages were freed. It wasn't clear if ransoms were paid. In late March, gunmen attacked the train with explosives and gunfire near Nigeria's capital, killing 7 and abducting dozens of others. Some passengers were freed in batches on more than 3 occasions. Protesters had accused the government of not doing enough to rescue the hostages. The U.S. envoy to Yemen has blamed Houthi leaders for the recent failure to extend the country's ceasefire agreement. The envoy on Wednesday accused the Houthi rebels of making last-minute maximalist demands that derailed constructive negotiations. Yemen's warring sides failed to reach an agreement to extend a nationwide ceasefire on Sunday. The envoy blamed the failure on the Houthis' sudden demand that the salaries of their military and security personnel be paid before that of Yemeni civil servants. Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final papers to annex four regions of Ukraine while his military struggled to control the new territory. The documents finalizing the annexation were published Wednesday on a Russian government website. In a defiant move, the Kremlin held the door open for further land grabs in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov telling reporters that, quote, certain territories will be reclaimed and Russia will continue to consult residents about joining Russia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.